Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Ich bin's aufgeregt. Nein, also ich bin's, Felina, und ich bin aufgeregt, denn ich habe die großartige Sängerin Ásdís bei mir im Studio. Sie kommt aus Island. Ihr kennt sie zum Beispiel von der Single Angel Eyes. Und jetzt hat sie eine neue Single am Start zusammen mit Purple Disco Machine. Die heißt Beat of Your Heart, ist ein krasser Ohrwurm. Und wir quatschen jetzt ein bisschen zusammen. Aber ihr könnt euch nicht vorstellen, wie wunderschön diese Frau ist. Deswegen verzeiht mir, wenn ich ein bisschen aufgeregt nebenbei bin. Hier ist Ásdís für euch. Welcome back, Ásdís.
Dankeschön. So thanks nice for having me.
Yeah.
Freut mich.
Sehr gut.
Dankeschön.
You remember the Tja?
Tja.
Last time we talked about Tja.
Ah,
it's a German word.
Ah, yeah. Usually it goes in one ear and out the other. Just like food, you know?
Yeah. You eat your food with your ears.
No, no, but I mean it's the same kind of system.
Yeah, yeah.
In one way, out the other.
Yeah, right. It's so nice that you're here again and that you're back with a new single.
Yeah.
Can we talk about it? Like, very, very much.
What do you want to know?
Everything.
Well,
so maybe let's start in the beginning. It is called Beat of Your Heart.
Yes.
And it's with Purple Disco Machine.
Purple Disco. Yes. You know him.
I know him.
Yes.
He's the nicest guy, I think.
I think I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to Dresden to make the song. And then he showed me beautiful parts of Dresden that mm-hmm. I will never forget. And we had a great time. He's just a really, really nice person.
Yeah.
I can't really, you know... He's just a really chill, nice person. And he loves disco for real.
Really?
And yes.
It always sounds like disco and it fills your heart. Like you want to dance, you want to go just have these nice lights and totally everything full with glitter.
Exactly.
And this is how every sound he produces sounds like.
Yeah. And I mean, it's so funny that it comes from this, like, he has every synth in the world and he has so many... vinyl records and really like old school, cool, like 80s music. Like he's a nerd, you know, more than he's like a, in the best way. I could never say that word if I didn't mean that it was really beautiful, but he's a really like, he loves music and he especially loves disco music. And even though there's like the glitter is what people add to the music. He brings the beat, man. He really does.
How was it like working with him? You needed to match it first. So what happened? Did you said, oh, I like the disco sound. Can I do a single with Purple Disco Machine? Or
basically, yeah. You know, I'd been a fan of him for a very long time, and I just, you know, along with some of my friends, written some kind of a song, and then. You know, just an idea. And then I had this crazy thought that he might like it. And then I managed to send it to him and he did like it. But it's been a really long process. We couldn't actually work together on the song until much later. And then it was really easy. Then it just came together very simple. And I hope you can hear it. How easy it was. Like it's never easy to make a song, blah 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 blah, but like the, you know, it felt easy. It felt very like you know, natural. I think I'm a big disco person. I am yeah, and I mean, like I said, so is he, so it just fit together like
you had just like a flow together,
like Saturday Night and yeah. Fever.
And you told us it took a long time. So how long?
Like 2 years to get
really?
This together. Yeah. I'll
two
be honest.
Years.
Two one... years to get it together. Yeah.
Is patience a thing you can
how funny
show?
Are you? Me?
Yeah.
I've not been known for showing patience.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, when something is really worth it, then it is worth the wait. I think it's coming out exactly when it should, you know? I think I'm mm-hmm. ready. I think I'm ready now. I think he's ready now. I think the world is ready now. I think we...
Let's blame it on the world.
Yeah, I mean, the world is so...
So, come on.
Yeah, exactly. No, but that's... I feel like everything happens at the right time, at the right pace. And I feel like, yeah, patience is a thing that the music industry has taught me
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Was there a point that you thought like, okay, maybe it won't work?
Yeah.
Because it took so long and there were like maybe difficulties or I don't know. Can you tell us something about it?
Definitely. I mean, there were times where I was just scared it was just going to get scrapped and, you know, before we locked it in somehow, mm-hmm. then I was really scared I was going to have an email like, you know, it's not happening. Sorry, we're moving on. But it never happened, you know? It's like, you have to believe. I mean, now I know it's coming on a Friday, so I'm not scared anymore. And after we met, it was kind of obvious that we both were really excited about the song and, you know, but you know, you make it and then you don't know, you know, maybe there's a crazier song that has to come, you know, there's all kinds of like, things in this business that are just infuriating to me and I don't really understand them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, now I can relax.
Okay.
Now I can just go to Bali and relax. All the work is done.
Nice. Did you say you go to Vabali?
Yes.
Like today?
No. Okay. I mean, you never know. I don't think I have time to do it today. But Vabali, I turned 30 last year and my friends gave me a pass to Vabali. So I got like 20 free passes to Vabali. So if you want to come with me, then you are
every time.
You are welcome.
Yeah, let's go.
We can go at least 10 more times, like the two of us.
This is a kind of a crazy idea for a presenter.
Win a trip with Austis to Vabali.
Okay, everyone's coming with you to Vabali. Nice. But first, let's check again your song. Can you describe your song in like three words? Just three.
Ooh, yeah. What's can it be Icelandic? No.
If you like to, but we need to translate it afterwards.
Wait, I would say what's like a what? How would you describe this?
Powerful, maybe.
Like it's like kind of like driving a fast car, and you're not in a hurry. You're like it has this. Mm-hmm. It's cool. Okay,
cool.
I'm gonna say cool, and then I'm gonna say fun, and then I'm gonna say emotional.
Emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe we should talk about the lyrics, right?
Yeah, it's just it's emotional to sing about. It's about, you know, love, and it's about not being able to make it work with anybody else. It's just like you are who I want to be with here tonight, and I want to meet you on this dance floor and I want to be totally in sync with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not sad or anything. It's emotional in like, I want you, it's called Beat of Your Heart. You know, I want you to listen to the beat of my heart. I want to listen to the beat of your heart. I want us to synergize together and, you know, really make something. I don't know, maybe it's emotional to me, but it might be too early for me to poeticize the lyrics, but they're very good in my opinion.
I think so too.
Yeah, have you heard?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You got me dancing to the beat of your heart.
It's catchy again, like Angel Eyes was like the catchiest song last year, I think.
Oh, thank you.
And yeah, I'm always happy to play it on radio
for
everyone because I think it's still cool. You know, there are some songs and you like them and it's cool and you think, oh yes, it comes in the radio and I can play it to my listeners and it's cool. And then after like, I don't know, 4 weeks, I'm like, okay, if I have to play it again, I'm gonna throw up.
Oh my God.
Yeah, jump out the window or something. It's not the thing with your songs, I think.
Oh.
I always think, yeah, cool. It's again there. Okay,
danke
cool.
Schön, yeah. Schatzi line. How sweet. I really appreciate all the support. It's really crazy. I still, every time I hear it on the radio, I still somehow feel like my Spotify is playing. It doesn't feel real. It feels like it's my own, you know, AirPods playing the song. But then I'm like, you know what? Millions of people could be hearing this right now at the same time, which is the coolest thing about radio.
Yeah,
that
really.
We are all sharing an experience.
But you will never know. This is crazy because we don't have the real statistics of who's listening now. Yeah. But it's cool. It's so, so cool. And I think together with Purple Disco Machine, you've chosen a guy who's yes. always on the radio because he does the stuff everyone loves. And yeah. I asked him one time, what do you think is your like secret that everyone loves your sound? And he said, I think I just do stuff people love. And this is like describing him so much. Yeah. Like he's just, yeah, I'm just doing my thing. Okay. And then everyone loves it. It's okay.
I think, yeah, right. Yeah. But I think also, I have a theory that it's because he loves it so much, that's how other people love it so much.
Yeah.
Because like when you make music that you love, that translates to any, when you make music that you're truly is like your jams, mm-hmm. which is what he does. I think he puts a lot of work and a lot of thought into his sound because he likes it so much and he likes, you know, giving history a wink and giving the dance floor a shake, you know, and like it's because he likes it so much that everybody likes it.
Do you think this is the thing you both like share the most, that you just love what you do and then it works for everyone?
Oh, or my God. Yeah. I mean, that's a, yeah. I think it must be. We also just like, the music aspect of it. But I think, I definitely don't think this is an easy job, but I do love it. So yeah, that must be true. But yeah, that must be true. I think you're very right.
And I saw some snippets of you. Situation number one is recording the song.
Yeah.
And then we have some snippets from like behind the scenes of the music video.
Yeah. When I tell you this was the most amazing experience of my life, I've never ever been a part of anything so huge. Ever. I did not realize. So we went to Paris to shoot it.
Really?
Yes. We flew to number one.
Do we see Paris in the background or
no,
just for the studios?
There might be a little France.
Okay.
And there are some extras in the video and they're all super hot. And that's mm-hmm. how you know it's France. We flew to France for like three days. And my best friend Marco, shout out, lives in Paris. So I was just like, oh, nice. We're going to go to mm-hmm. Paris. We're going to shoot the music video. And then I come on set and I haven't been able to lock in my jaw since it dropped all the way down to the floor. It was a huge set and it was like coming into a movie. And there were like 50 people working in the crew. Everybody's so nice. And then 50 to 100 people in the video as, you know, club people. It was insane. It was insane. And then we had, it was quite a whirlwind because we had, you know, I'll show you some more pictures later. But
yeah.
So my dream has always been to wait this career out until I get into aerial moments. I don't know how you say that in auf Deutsch. Like, I've always had this dream of flying into the stage on a huge dove or something, and people are usually like, yeah, nice. They always think I'm joking, you know. I'm like, oh no, but I want to, you know, like how Pink goes in like
yeah.
crazy all
like
over
acrobatic
the
stuff.
Yeah,
and,
I've been in this industry to become an acrobatic artist, and they've always, nobody's ever let me do it. And then the director, she's saying to me like, are you ready? We're gonna strap you into the, yeah, we're gonna strap you into the swing. And when I tell you, I cried so much just knowing that it was gonna happen. And it was just insane. We had the best time shooting it.
Okay.
It was insane. Yeah.
Yeah. I will watch it like 300 times after you told
yes.
me this story.
300 times.
In a row. And because I just saw like your outfits.
Yeah.
You were like literally, was it the same suit you had on stage on Brandenburger Tor?
Brandenburger Tor. Yeah. It was a little sneak peek into the video.
Yeah.
And it's so nice. I was hoping that people were going to see it and make that connection. I was like, I'm like entering Purple Disco Machine era. This is my moment.
Like giving hints like Taylor Swift.
Little, tiny little hints.
And everyone is like, okay, what can it be?
Exactly.
So, yeah. And now it's a single with Purple Disco Machine and you're in your In your glitter era.
And for the people that have been following me on Instagram, I've been using purple hearts for the past year.
Oh my God.
Yeah, nobody's known, but it's a really, it's a ding.
It's a ding.
Or like I've been commenting, I don't know if you can find it now, but I've been commenting on everything like purple hearts and putting in my story and stuff. And like, it's just a little sneaky.
It's actually, I didn't recognize it. I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's just now that I get to tell you, now I feel like Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. So I want to be Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, or maybe I'm more like Detective Pikachu or something.
Now.
I want to know everything.
Detective Pikachu.
But I'm always watching your stories and...
Really?
I saw that you will do something together with Purple Disco Machine. It was for me like... I don't know. I'm not that much into sport, but when you see your favorite team and you know they're doing the right move, and you're like, "Yeah, come, pass it on, do it, do it," and then you score a goal, and I'm like, "Yeah, I'm your cheerleader from the side." I was so happy about it because I think you both fit. You match. You're
right?
I'm
very, very happy to hear that. It's an honor, really. An honor to be out there on the field for you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We did it for you, for real.
Yeah, music is my sport, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you are the best cheerleader ever. I hope we score big. I think so. But you've heard the song, right?
I heard it already.
You like
and I
it?
Think one thing I thought about it is like, this is pretty long for just... A dance song for a dancey song because my view is different because I always see every song that comes out that's for the radio and they are always like 2:30 maybe 3 minutes in this case but not longer and you just you managed it to put out a song. It's like 3:30.
Mm-hmm. It's a long one. We didn't want to lose any part.
Yeah, right. And you are telling a story in the music.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, okay, here comes the hook again or something. It's more like you tell a story in the music, in the lyrics. And it's not like I'm getting bored of the song. So it's not too long.
Yeah, I mean, that's good to know. Because we didn't want to lose any part. Because there's a long intro and there's a long outro. But I'm not lying. The outro might be my favorite part. Where it goes,
really?
Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. We couldn't lose it.
Yeah.
We thought about it. We were like, it's very long. But we couldn't lose it.
Yeah,
it made us feel so good.
This is your favorite part, the outro.
Okay, every part is my favorite part. But I always get this feeling of when that kind of bell whistly synth comes in and it kind of sets its own hook.
Mm-hmm.
So it always makes me feel like, I don't know.
And did I say it right? You just managed to be your own background, like, background choir something?
We decide. We are I always do a lot of harmonies. That's kind of one of my favorite things to do. One thing that we didn't do in this song is I don't know if you if the normal person knows what an ad lib is.
Mm-hmm.
If the normal radio listener knows what an ad lib is, but usually I do loads of those and we almost didn't do any. You know, usually I'll be like, but nothing like that at all. We just let it completely breathe, which is super crazy for me because usually I go absolutely nuts. But we just let the song breathe and live and be. That's why I think it's cool. That's why one of the words I chose for it was like cool.
Okay.
Because it's not too much. It's not like, ha, yay, woo, you know, it's just like.
Great. So let's get back to the Brandenburger Tor again, because you performed there for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And there were many, many people. Do you know how many people you had in front of?
60,000?
60,000.
65,000. 65,000 and one.
And one.
And one. I try not to look at the crowd when it's this huge,
mm-hmm.
but I think it was so funny. It didn't really feel like a crowd of 65,000. It felt like people, you know, it just felt very surreal, you mm-hmm. know? It always mm-hmm. just, you know, and it was so funny. I was about to go on stage and it's all like, you know, 2 minutes away. We're 30 seconds late. Like, you know, mm-hmm. it's very like tick, 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 tick. And then the wonderful stage manager, she was asking me if right before the show, she was like, "So are you nervous?" And I was like, "I don't have time. We don't have time. It's too late. It's too late to be nervous. It's happening. It's already gonna happen. What am I gonna do? Not go? I have to go." So I tried just to. I mean, I had really good dancers with me. Mm-hmm. Thank God for those dancers. I think I would have been way more nervous to do it absolutely on my own. But because I had hot people with me, I was just like, you know, it's a party.
Because the stage is actually huge. It's if you see it on TV, it's like, yeah, like 2 or 3 meters. But it's huge. Huge. It's you have huge. To fill so much space with just being you, and then it's better to have like dancers. And
dancers. It's better to have a little juice, which I have. I'm a big woman, you know. It's better to fill the stage. But yeah, I mean, I guess on. I mean, I've done like TV before, but it's always just a little. I did it, you know. I never really realized how many people see anything mm-hmm. until in the weeks after people were like, "I saw you on TV." I'm like, "Really?" Mm-hmm. But of course yeah. they did. It was a huge thing. I'm very, very, very grateful that they asked me. It was so much fun.
Like, it was so nice to see you there, really.
Thank you.
And if you were not there, if you listen to this and you were not ever, ever, ever at Brandenburger Tor at New Year's Eve, mm. then you don't know that every artist is like doing their rehearsals already mm-hmm. in front of like 300,000 people because they are already there and they're watching you.
Yeah.
Was it this year again like this?
Yeah.
It's weird,
it's
right?
It's weird to be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like rehearsing and sound checking in front of people. But they seem to like it. Like, it was really cute after mm-hmm. the rehearsal. They were like, woo, very supportive. But I can't imagine standing out there in such a cold weather.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're standing there for like hours. Yeah.
They're standing there for hours.
And I was one time at the Brandenburger Tor for New Year's Eve and I thought, I just want to change the sides. I was on the right side. I need to go to the left side. And I thought, maybe just go through.
Yeah, no way.
No way.
No way, mama.
I never felt like this.
You could, yeah, like yeah. cramped like yeah. that. Yeah.
Stuck in the crowd.
Yeah. It I mean, crazy. Crowds can be great, but they can also mm-hmm. be a nightmare.
Yeah,
I like very
scary.
Much agree with you. Yes.
Yeah.
I will say one thing for New Year's Eve. It was really fun, but you know what? Is okay, this might be mean, you know, mm-hmm. this might be crazy, but I don't think, okay, I was asked New Year came, you know, the clock strikes 12 mm-hmm. and every single person in the crowd had their phone up and was videoing the fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want people to know that nobody likes videos of fireworks. Anyway, just enjoy them with your eyes
yeah.
and kiss someone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a phone person. And if I get to leave the crowd with anything, I want them to have more connection and more enjoyment. If I have a huge concert, I think I'm going to ban phones.
Really? Like Berghain? Like
yeah.
just
yeah, like
yeah.
Vavali.
Yeah.
yeah. Like, I just think that, you know, on New Year's Eve you're supposed to kiss someone and look at the mm-hmm. fireworks. And every single person around me and in front of me, they were all on their phones.
Crazy.
Yeah, but I don't mean to be negative, it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, it's something to think about, you know, because I remember growing up in the 60s. No, just kidding. No, but like when I was younger, nobody had this, and I feel like next New Year, I want to challenge everybody to not videotape fireworks
mm-hmm.
and just try enjoy them and then make out with someone.
I always think this is the same thing with concert. So
yeah.
there's a time for videos
yeah.
and you can just like for 30 seconds, just make a video of your favorite part or something. Or, hey, I'm here. I'm at the concert.
Exactly.
I'm at Brandenburger Tor for New Year's Eve. But then there's a time you have to put your mobile away.
Exactly.
Don't.
Genau.
Why? You will miss everything. And then you can watch afterwards. You can watch your video, but you can also watch the video from your neighbor and from your neighbor's neighbor. And everyone has the same video.
Everyone has the same video.
And I have the shittiest phone.
I feel like either we should just have cameras on the world at all times and people can always just access the footage.
Yeah.
And then nobody has to actually be on their phone, you know? Okay, that might be crazy. But, you know, there's a time and a place. And I was hoping for, you know, more of an intimate. Because usually I just have New Year's Eve with my family. Mm-hmm. Very intimate. Very, because it's like... It's a really tough year to be a human, I think. I think it's really, like, we all, there's a lot of things going on in the world right now globally that are very difficult. And I think we very much need to reconnect with our humanity and our, connect with each other. You know what I mean? I feel like we all need to be a little bit more in touch with our hearts and ourselves and other people. And I, you know, I remember last time I told you something I read online because, the internet and the phones and stuff, it used to be our escape from reality and now reality is the escape from the internet. Isn't that crazy?
That's right.
Isn't that crazy?
I totally have goosebumps all over my body. It's so right. I agree with every word you say. Really.
Yeah, but now we are really, you and I are always just eye contact looking at each other. I can feel it. We are connecting, you know? And imagine if I was just, on my phone right now. That would suck.
I hate it.
I would hate that.
Yeah.
I would hate that. Yeah. But we're together. We can do this. Okay. We survive one day at a time.
Right. I think best last words in this interview.
Yeah.
I would not like to add anything because it will make the...
Peace on earth, you guys.
Yeah.
I hope you like the song. And I hope I get and thank you for all the support you've given me. I didn't really think that this would ever work out for me. I'm just a girl from Iceland. I didn't really think that this could become a reality. And thanks to you guys here. You really, I owe you so much. Really, I owe you everything.
Thank you so much for being here.
Dankeschön.
For putting your heart into music and into our ears.
Yes, thank you for putting it in their ears.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.